The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Let me speak to the left here for a second. Do you want to know why so many people support Donald Trump? And that doesn't make sense to you because they have to put up with all kinds of crazy things, right? Doesn't make sense to you. How could you possibly? Let me show you why. In today's America, having a best friend is not inclusive. And that's a huge problem. Now, an emerging trend in American schools is banning kids from having best friends because it's not inclusive enough. Why are we letting all the people with a crap hole come into our country? Yeah, really bad. Banning our kids from having best friends. That one affects my family today. I think I'm going to have to stand with the guy with the crap hole nation statement. Man, I don't want to, but this is crazy town. Do you ever reach a point where we're just too inclusive? Just asking for a friend. Yes. Does inclusiveness just keep going until our kids in a classroom are chained together all day? That way no one is ever left out. Let's handcuff all of our children together every day. Everyone goes everyone. Nancy has to go potty. Well, we can all go potty, and there is no men's or women's restrooms anymore. We're all comfortable going potty with Nancy. Lunchtime, chained together. Recess, chained together. Playing Red Rover, gonna be tricky, but it's okay. It's inclusive. Here's Dr. Barbara Greenberg. She's a child psychologist. She writes, quote, "There is, in my opinion, merit to the movement to the ban of having best friends." She says, "The phrase best friend is inherently exclusionary." Yes, it is. "It implies a ranking system which creates conflict." Yes, it does. "And somehow or another, for the whole history of mankind, we've all made it through it." She goes on to explain that kids throw the best friend label around so irresponsibly that many end up with their feelings hurt. Oh, no! No! Somebody's gonna have their feelings hurt! No! In some sane cultures throughout history, that's called, life. And growing up. This trend is so bizarre on so many levels. But one of the main problems is with the left's attempt to change the language in order to change reality is that it doesn't change anything. Handicapped. Don't say handicapped. They're not handicapped. They're handicapable. Oh, you're right. That is not a handicap ramp. That's a handicapable ramp, which means that the handicap in the old days, the handicap would use that because they have to use a wheelchair because they're not capable of navigating stairs because they don't have legs that work. They have wheels. Okay, but that's handicapped. Handicapable means something entirely different. Handicapable means that we have to build a ramp because some people's legs don't work and they can't use the stairs. They instead have wheels and they need a ramp. Oh, it's entirely different. Did we learn anything from Jurassic Park? Man, I at times hope that a giant pterodactyl will swing down from the sky and just, if it won't pick others up, just pick me up and eat me because I can't take it anymore. Was it in Jurassic Park? Life finds a way. Let's apply that to just this. Kids will always find a way to have best friends. And yes, some will get their feelings hurt. And yes, somehow they will survive. Patrick Moore was one of the founders of Greenpeace. I think he's the first one to say, "Where are the pterodactyls to take me and eat me?" He helped grow the organization for several years. One of the founders of Greenpeace. Until he started to realize, quote, science and logic no longer hold sway at Greenpeace, end quote. The final straw for him came when his fellow directors decided that Greenpeace had to ban chlorine. They started calling chlorine the devil's element. Moore said, do you guys realize that chlorine is on, you know, is one of the elements on the periodic table? And that adding chlorine to drinking water was one of the greatest advances in the history of public health. But beyond that, you can't ban chlorine because it's on the periodic table of elements. He left Greenpeace and never looked back. Why? Because they were trying to change basic elemental things of life. Having a best friend, it's on the periodic table of life. It just is. You're not going to change it. I don't care what you call it. You're not going to change it. And it goes against nature to change it. You don't ban it. No matter how hard you try, it won't work. Stop trying.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
There's a ton of things that I have to do this year. One of them, get organized, get into better shape, spend more time with family and friends. And to do it all, I have to be well rested. And that starts with getting a great night's sleep, which you're guaranteed to get every night when you sleep on a Casper mattress like I do. Casper is, I think, the perfect mattress, not only because it is really, really comfortable, it supports my back and everything else, but it is so wildly inexpensive when you A-B compare. Casper mattress, I'm not alone in loving it. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. The mattress ships for free in a box so small you're going to be saying to yourself, how the heck do they get it in there? Get a Casper now. Start your year off right. Try yours in your home for 100 nights free with shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com/Glenn. That's $50 off the purchase of your mattress. You can do it right now. Casper.com/Glenn. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress, inexpensive, and a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions apply.